The attack has sent shockwaves through the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, where Islamic terrorism remains an ever-present threat. Six Indonesian citizens were among those caught up in the Christchurch massacre, but for now there's no sign of reprisals being planned against Western interests. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson has more.
In Indonesia, home to 225 million Muslims, the Christchurch attack is getting broad coverage in the mainstream media. And in online chat groups, the full gruesome video of the atrocity is being shared and viewed widely. Among the Indonesians attending Friday prayers in Christchurch when the gunmen stormed in, Zulfaman Sayah, who moved to the city with his family 2 months ago. Yesterday, he'd taken his young son with him to the Linwood Islamic Centre. Both of them were shot. On social media, his wife said their son was hit in the leg and the backside. He's okay, but his father is in a critical condition with multiple gunshot wounds. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo conveyed his government's deepest condolences to all the victims. Asked if he had a message for Indonesians in Christchurch, he said, please be careful and be cautious.
Just total horror. It's the last place I would have expected an incident like this.
That's Sydney Jones, director of the Jakarta-based Institute of Policy Analysis of Conflict, one of the world's foremost experts in Southeast Asian terrorism.
Now we have to be as concerned about terrorism from the radical right as we have been from the Islamists.
Do you think that we have not been concerned enough with the radical right until now?
I think absolutely we haven't been sufficiently concerned, even as all indications were that white supremacist groups were newly energized and active around the world. We've seen it in Europe. We've certainly seen it in the United States.
This isn't the first time terrorism has been streamed online. The Islamic State group has done it before, and last year, during a riot in the Brimob Maximum Security Prison near Jakarta, terrorism inmates executed several Indonesian police officers live on social media. Sydney Jones fears more white supremacists could now be inspired to do the same.
I think that this is not going to be the last incident of this kind of violence. And it was clear that the man in question wanted to get his message out on social media as widely as possible, presumably in the hopes that there would be copycat attacks.
Terrorism expert Sydney Jones, and that report from David Lipson.